Eskop, scary, scary, scary place. R500 billion is what they owe. If you look at the loss that they've posted, something around 20 billion rand. I don't even think you or I know what 20 billion rand looks like. Never mind, R500 billion. But the one thing that is for certain, the thing is too big to fail because we need it. We need a mix of independent power producers, so wind farms, etc., solar energy, you name it. But Eskom still has a big role to play when it comes to generating the power that the country needs to be productive. So how did it all go wrong? Now, Ted Blom is a former Eskom employee, now an independent energy analyst, and he claims that the rampant corruption at a rate of 2 billion rand to 3 billion rand a month in Eskom's coal supply continues to this day, in spite of the public and the political outcry. So, Ted Blom, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, we all know the place is hemorrhaging. We all know it needs, you know, more than just life support. But you're saying this continues to happen even under Cyril Ramaphosa's watch. How so?
Okay, so that was confirmed by the minister, who indicated and commented on the 17% increase in coal prices this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's three times the inflation rate. And that has been my contention for more than 10 years. When I first discovered it, the corruption was about 8 billion a year in 2008. It's now over 40 billion a year. And it's a combination, Kimo. It's a combination of corruption and mismanagement, poor management, inefficiencies, bad planning, bad execution, but certainly the corruption is a big, big element in that, insofar as people are getting paid kickbacks for placing orders with higher price suppliers, and fictitious invoicing is still going on at a big scale.
Okay, but how is that allowed to happen?
Well, I don't think it, with respect, I mean, the several nominees, so to speak, which is then the troika of Mr. Mabuza, Mr. Pakamani Khadebe, and Mr. Wibberosa, they're the only new flesh that has been put on top of Eskom. The fact of the matter is, if I take it back to 2008, you remember there was somebody appointed as chairman, Mr. Bobby Gottschall.
Yes.
And in 6 months, Bobby Gottschall couldn't get a set of management accounts out of Eskom, notwithstanding that he was the chairman. There's a glass ceiling between management and the rest of the organization. And that was, I think, what also led to the downfall of Mr. Pakamani Khadebe, is that everywhere he went, he just got resistance or non-cooperation. And it's in such a subtle way that, you know, you've got to really, well, I don't want to use a good Afrikaans word, but you've really got to strip yourself to actually get some action from the organization. And then you don't know whether it's deliberate or whether it's just laziness or incompetence. But there is the bad news is hidden inside the organization. That's why I'm saying that, I mean, heaven forbid, but if I was in charge of the organization for the past year, the write-offs, which we'd have to do, would be probably more than 400 billion, because Madupi is 100 billion overpriced. And the way, let me explain to you how it works. If you can buy a Mercedes for 1 million rand, why would you put it on your books for 10 million rand? The real value is 1 million. And what they've got with Madupi, the real value is 33 billion. It's on Eskom's books, halfway finished now, at 170 billion. So there's 140 billion rand excess value on Eskom's balance sheet on Madupi. Anybody else wouldn't pay more than 33 billion. Mundra in India, they paid 35 billion for some translation.
That's it. It's
consider the same thing. So there's corruption throughout the balance sheet.
So you're saying reduce the size of management. You have to do this rather quickly because it is 7 o'clock. You say reduce the size of management, get competent management in, and make this a company that is lean and mean and produces the energy we need.
Like it was in 2001 when it was World Utility of the Year.
Okay. Well, Ted Blom, independent energy analyst, thank you very much for your time.